I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
NBA Draft Lottery is tonight, 3 hours and change away. We are simulating every single segment, the Draft Lottery Simulator on Tankathon. Washington has won twice, Toronto's won once so far, and, oh dear lord, the Spurs won this time.
Dun, 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 dun.
That would be my worst case scenario, because Spurs were 34-48 on the season. The Blazers finished 36-46. Finishing just in front of Portland. That was an attainable record right there. San Antonio, moving on up. After that, dude, Utah has dropped in almost every single one. Well, they have dropped in every single one, but
good.
Significantly. Because in this one, San Antonio's 1, Washington 2, Philly 3, Toronto 4, and then Utah drops 4 spots all the way down
to 5th.
That's
the furthest they can fall.
Yeah. That is, boy, oh boy, oh boy.
That's a Pistons-esque fall.
Yeah. Blazers, stay at 10 here. Mm. Nobody jumps them. No movement. They have stayed 10th.
Mm. We're getting all the bad ones out of the way.
All 4 times. Mm. I guess. Come on, basketball gods.
Yeah, you're getting all the bad ones out of the way.
Come on.
I will say, the first time I ever ran Tankathon on Rip City Wrap-Up during the season, number one.
Oh, all right.
So there you go.
Well, that's good.
Positive sign.
Yeah, only 3.7% chance of getting that number one pick, so cross your fingers.
Mm. I don't like your attitude right now.
Well, what do you want me to have a positive attitude about this? 3.7% chances?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just being realistic here. Mm. Just being realistic.
That's my job.
All right. You?
Yeah. Come on now. Glass half empty all the time, except for on lottery day.
All right, Jeff Rust passed this one along. This is an interesting little note here, because NFL rookie camps have been going on, a lot of the talk and conversation. Nobody is still talking about Cam Ward and what's going on with the Tennessee Titans. He's the number one overall pick.
Mm, best possible position for him.
And everybody seems to be caught up on who's taking the reps where at Cleveland Browns rookie
Shadour,
camp.
Shadour, Shadour, baby.
And what Dylan Gabriel is saying. Did you see the media member after Gabriel got done with his press conference?
No.
So Dylan Gabriel's up on the podium. He's sitting there and he's talking. And there's a bunch of recorders laying on the podium in front of him. He finishes up, says thanks, leaves. This guy steps up. And you can see him, the camera's still rolling, and he goes to grab his recorder, and he mouths, "I'm taller than him." It's like, well, yeah, what didn't you guys get about? He's not tall.
Did you guys not look at the scouting report? Like,
duh,
yeah,
buddy.
That's the thing. That's why he fell, is because he's very small.
He's not tall. But there's this metric called the Star Predictor Score, SPS, and they have rolled this out since 2003.
So 22 plus years of data.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of data.
Yeah. That, when you're talking about here. The NFL, when you have so many picks and so many positions and so many players, it's pretty good.
And I still can't really find out what their formula is.
Proprietary.
Yeah. Yeah. Proprietary. That's proprietary, Sean. Sean Hyken in the room tonight for the lottery. But this is a list of their top 10 quarterbacks all time in SPS going back to 2003. Coming in at number 10 is Drew Brees.
Mm.
Yeah. Number 9, Josh Allen.
Okay.
Number 8, Kyler Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, horrible human being, Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Number 4, Ben Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Number 2, Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
These are all really good.
Yeah.
And by the way, Lamar and Jalen Hurts both getting 99s.
Mm.
The only quarterback since 2003 for the star predictor score is Jackson Dart of the New York Football Giants.
Interesting. Do we know what feeds into this formula? I know we don't know the formula, but do we have any indicators of what feeds into it?
No, whether or not they're going to be a star.
Yeah, because the outlier there to me is very clear. It's Kyler. Everybody else on this list has an athletic or size attribute that is on the outside looking in.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Kyler Murray just efficient and good.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying...
You're
talking about Lamar Jackson's athleticism is through the roof. Cam Newton's a monster.
Yeah.
Roethlisberger's a monster. Josh Allen's a monster. And you talk about the prolificness of guys like Kyler, like Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody in here, like, Kyler's the only one who is both diminutive with the production. Everybody else, like, Drew was small, but not that small.
Yeah.
But was quite prolific. But everybody else in this list is either a freak of freaks, like Mahomes' college numbers were bonkers, or they're just absolutely massive humans.
Kyler Murray's numbers were bonkers,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he put up funny numbers. But if you look at it...
Dart does look like a guy built in a quarterback lab.
Yeah, he does.
He's huge. He has a giant arm.
He's a handsome man.
He is.
What?
He's a handsome
man.
He gets it from his mom.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
Mom's a smoke show. She did well in the draft.
If you were wondering, this draft class, Dart was number one, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Milroe, number 2. Cam Ward, 3. Shedeur Sanders, 4. Seth Hennigan out of Memphis, 5. Mm-hmm. Riley Leonard, 6. Will Howard, 7. Dylan Gabriel, 8. And it wasn't, like they say, the difference between Jackson Dart and Jalen Milroe was a mile between those two.
Mm.
So they're the only other player to score 100. This should make you happy. Ashton Gentry.
Hey.
Yep. In this draft class, they are far and away the two best players in this year's draft class. But then you take like that SPS ranking of Dart, and you take into consideration what they're saying about him at Giants rookie camps. Dude is dotting guys up left and right. Apparently, he has been wildly impressive with New York through the mini camp.
They're setting the groundwork to start him day one.
Well, I don't think there's much groundwork that needs to be set. I mean, do you really need to set the groundwork when you're like, hey, we either start the rookie or
Russ
and Jameis.
Russell Wilson getting Russell Wilsoned would be pretty poetic.
You bring in the hired gun, and then all of a sudden it's like, no.
You get in the camp and you go, yeah, no, Matt Flynn, take a seat.
Yeah. They're hyped up about Jackson Dart in New York in SPS, the star. I chuckle at just even the name of it. The star predictor score has him number one, and it's not even close. But when I looked at it, the only part that really pops out to me is, how many of these guys, their top 10 are all really damn good? There's nobody in there that is like a bump. Even Kyler Murray,
he's good.
A starting level quarterback in the NFL.
Yes.
He's just not the number one, 1-1.
With a bullet.
But that's the thing about Jackson Dart. He is one 25. He's a 25th pick. Mm-hmm. He's their second pick in the first round. Like,
if he ends up being a dude, an above average starter, it is a home run of home runs. And what Joe Shane said, we played the clip on Friday of them doing the deal. If this works out like we think it's going to, no one's going to give a damn about a third round pick.
Nope.
Because they gave up the extra third next year.
Yep. And Jackson Dart could be that guy. Mm-hmm.
When your job's on the line, that's what you do.
And then everybody's going to be like, well, what was Lane Kiffin's problem? He had that quarterback, and they still couldn't even make the playoff.
Well, I'd say Ole Miss was pretty damn good.
They were really damn good.
They also lost the number one running back in the country in the transfer portal to Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Quinshon Judkins. Pretty good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.